Wilson De Silva is a former science reporter for ABC TV, and he has served as a foreign correspondent for Reuters, working in Canada and Australia. He began his career as a staff journalist on the Sydney Morning Herald, and later worked as a technology writer for The Age in Melbourne. A former correspondent for Britain's New Scientist magazine, he has been the science editor of ABC Online and was the managing editor of Newton Science magazine. Wilson is the winner of 31 awards, including twice Editor of the Year for his work on Cosmos and the Australian Film Institute Trophy for Best Documentary. He is a former president of the World Federation of Science Journalists, and at Science Rewired, he'll be talking about the transition of Cosmos magazine to the iPad. How did you first get interested in science?
Mostly through science fiction, actually. As a kid, I'd watch science fiction shows on TV, everything from Lost in Space to Land of the Giants or something. And it intrigued me. The technology intrigued me. The visions of the future intrigued me. And then I discovered that actually there were people, real scientists, who were developing the future, who were making the future a reality. And that got me really excited. Well, originally because it was science fiction, there was a lot of space exploration stuff. Originally it was space exploration and astronomy. And then it became paleontology, the whole fascination with dinosaurs. The standard boy stuff, you know, explosions, dinosaurs, all that sort of stuff. And as I grew up, I imagined exploring the frontiers. It occurred to me that it was too bad that the world had been explored already during the 14th to the 17th century, 18th century, and it felt like there wasn't much left to explore except space. But then I realized that there was a whole gamut of the natural world to be explored, and that was, science.
Now, your career involves a great number of achievements. You've got award-winning documentaries, foreign correspondence, and you're the past president of the World Federation of Science Journalists. How did it end up being the magazine Cosmos at the end of it, this fabulous magazine?
Actually, when we were bidding to host the World Conference of Science Journalists in Melbourne, we were in Montreal in 2004, when I got elected as president of the World Federation of Science Journalists, I actually was already cooking with Kylie Ahern, who's the publisher and CEO. We're already cooking the idea for Cosmos. In fact, we'd already approached Alan Finkel and Elizabeth Finkel. Alan made his fortune in biotechnology. He's a scientist. And so Elizabeth, she's a biochemist who became a writer. I'd met Elizabeth through, press conferences and press events because she was a correspondent for Science magazine. We pitched to them, Kylie and I thought, we really need wouldn't it be great to have a global science magazine that was kind of like a New Yorker of science? And we pitched them this idea, long form writing about science, but in a literary fashion. And they absolutely loved it and backed it. So we became business partners and, 8 years later, here we are, the number one science magazine, number one science news website in the country. Since we launched the iPad edition, we're now the highest rated by the industry iPad science magazine. And by iPad users, we're the number one rated science iPad app. So I guess I've got plenty to be happy about and delighted about.
Excellent. I've got the paper copy of Cosmos in front of me right now. Let me see. I think it's the September edition, Minds of the Future. Why should people not be afraid of digital online versions as well? I mean, clearly the magazine is still here in paper format. What are some of the challenges that digital publishing poses?
Look, it is a little bit scary. A lot of people worry about digital editions and what's called cannibalizing, undermining your existing business. We've not worried about that. We've launched into the iPad world actually offering 12 issues a year versus 6 issues a year for print. So people who subscribe to the iPad edition actually get more than the print edition. But what we've done is offered print subscribers, they're kind of like, because they're paying $59 a year, they're kind of like the premium, our premium members, and they've been with us since the beginning. So we give them free access to the iPad edition and to the e-magazine edition, which is a reformatted redesigned version of the print magazine, but you can read it off your laptop screen. But with the e-magazine edition, you get the archives, all 8 years of archives. So if you like, the print subscribers, we give them all you can eat, everything, mm-hmm. the archive digitally, and the iPad edition. But if you just want the iPad edition, you're welcome to have that, and it's less than half price. So we've come up with a strategy that plans for 10 years from now to assume that the print edition, if it exists, will be a luxury, and most of our customers will probably be using either the e-magazine edition or the interactive iPad edition. So we've thought through the future, and we're preparing for that future now rather than sort of being scared about the future, charging like crazy for iPads and all that sort of thing, and trying to discourage people from using it.
Brilliant. I can imagine, yeah. Of course, you're going to be presenting at Science Rewired on Cosmos and the iPad, how we did it and what we learned. Are there some cons as well as pros that you'll be discussing?
There are lots of cons. Yeah. And it's actually best not to be overwhelmed by them, because you've got to have a vision for the future about where you want to be in 5 years' time. And that's kind of what we thought about. The cons are that the cost, extraordinary cost. We had to double staff. But we went from bi-monthly to monthly. We had double staff, and we had to really rethink the magazine. It wasn't good enough just to create a replica of the print edition. You had to have interactivity. So there's like another 300 pages per issue with video and audio and animated graphics and all sorts of stuff that's really fun to create but also fun to consume, to try it out. Mm. On the plus side, however, it finally liberated us from being trapped in the gravity well of Australia. We've been producing Global Science Magazine now for 8 years. We've always had this focus on, it's global. Science isn't just Australian. It happens everywhere. So if we're doing a story on astronomy in Antarctica, we hire an Australian who lives in Los Angeles who went to Antarctica and interviews New Zealanders, Swiss and Norwegians. I mean, science is global. We've always had that approach. But guess what? With the iPad edition, as soon as we publish it, we're on sale all over the world. We're right next to Scientific American and Discover and every other science magazine. So we can compete on the same footing. And now that we're best-rated science magazine, maybe we might even win some market share globally. So there are pluses. There are strong pluses. But you've really got to grit your teeth and wear the costs, and jump out and hope parachute's going to open.
Brilliant.